A Surge of Colour and Light embodies the speed of urban life in Frank Hinder's Subway Escalator. Although dated 1953, this painting was part of a series that Hinder began in the 1930s, based on Sydney's Wynyard train station. The first stations of the City Circle line had opened in 1926, liberating movement around the ever-expanding central city. In this painting, rather than focusing on the trains themselves, Hinder captures the effects of another modern machine, the escalator that conveyed Sydneysiders to the subterranean network. The mass of blues, interspersed with flashes of yellow light, represents a rushing crowd of anonymous commuters, as if they were one force of energy, but composed of splintered shapes, an effect that recalls the refraction of a prism. This style of fragmentation, repetition, and flickering light effects to suggest speed were all features of Futurism, the art movement begun in Italy in 1909. Hinder first encountered Futurism, along with Cubism and other modernist art movements, while studying in America in the 1920s and 30s. The Futurists used motifs of modern transport, aeroplanes, cars, and trains, to convey the phenomena of speed and movement. Their manifesto described the burgeoning modern subway networks as greedy stations devouring smoking serpents. While in the US, Hinder also embraced Jay Hambridge's theory of dynamic symmetry, which proposed a system of proportions underlying all living things in movement and growth. This universalism had a profound effect on Hinder, who said, "If you can link into the actual so-called life rhythm in your work, then I think you are getting a little bit closer to the universal whatever it is that makes us tick."